Shalom to all! So we're going to have a quick parsha recap of Parshas Korach. Korach, who was Moshe Rabbeinu's cousin, was upset that he wasn't appointed the head of Kehas and Elitzafan ben Uziel was instead. Because of this, he incited a rebellion against Moshe and Aaron, undermining Moshe's leadership, claiming that Moshe wasn't commanded by Hashem to appoint Aaron as the Kohen Gadol. Rather, Moshe took all the greatness for himself. Korach brought along Dathan and Aviram and 250 leaders of Shevet Reuven along with him. Moshe challenged them. He instructed the whole group to meet at the Ohel Moed, bearing pans of Keteres. Aaron would also come. Whichever Keteres would find favor in Hashem's eyes, clearly he's the one desired by Hashem, and the rest of them would die. Moshe had been reached out to reconcile with Dathan and Aviram, but not only did they refuse to appear before Moshe, they mocked him, claiming he was the cause of them not being allowed into Eretz Yisrael. The next day, all of Korach's clan came to the Ohel Moed with their pans. The previous night, Korach had incited all of Klal Yisrael that Moshe was unjust, so now everyone was upset at him. Moshe warned everyone to stay clear of Korach's camp and Dathan and Aviram and their families, lest they get harmed along with them. Moshe Rabbeinu addressed everyone. He said, "If I'm just acting based off of my own whims, then these men will die regular deaths. But if I'm the Shliach of Hashem, then the ground will open its mouth and swallow everyone alive into the depths." As soon as he finished, a crack appeared in the ground, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the entire camp of Korach, his family and possessions, and Dathan and Aviram and their families. Everyone ran away, fearful that they too would be sucked into the ground. A fire then emerged that consumed the 250 Keteres bearing men. Elazar, the son of Aaron, was commanded to take the 250 Keteres pans, hammer them out, and coat the Mizbeach with them as a reminder to all that these are from those that argued against the Kahuna. And behold, the very next day, Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe that he killed the nation of Hashem, referring to Korach's clan. Moshe realized that because of this, Hashem would bring a plague against Klal Yisrael. Moshe instructed Aaron to quickly bring a pan of Keteres to the nation to stop the plague. This was a secret that Moshe learns from the Malachim Avos himself. Aaron ran to do so, and sure enough, a plague had started. It wiped out 14,700 people by the time Aaron was able to stop it. Hashem then commanded Moshe to collect a staff from each of the Shvatim, write the name of the Shevet on it, and place them in the Ohel Moed. Hashem would then show whom he had chosen by having their staff flower and sprout. And sure enough, the next day, Aaron's staff had flowered, sprouted buds, and began to grow almonds. Moshe was then told to place Aaron's staff in the Ohel Moed as a sign for all eternity that Shevet Levi is the Shevet chosen by Hashem. The Kohanim Levim were then commanded to safeguard the Mishkan and ensure that no Zar, a non-Kayin, goes where he shouldn't or touches what he shouldn't. This is their responsibility, and they will bear the sin if someone does overstep their bounds. The Kohanim were then given the 24 Matnas Kahuna, the presents designated for Kohanim, among them Truma, Bikurim, the firstborns, different parts of Karbanos, and the like. Aaron was then told he will not inherit a physical part of Eretz Yisrael, for Hashem is his heritage. The Levim were then given Maaser as their payment for their service in the Mishkan. They too were told that they will not receive a portion of Eretz Yisrael, for their payment is Maaser. The Levim were then instructed that they too must take off Truma from the Maaser they receive and give that to the Kohen. This is called Truma Meiser. After this, their Meiser is completely permitted to eat. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.